I remember I wrote Terry Gross once. I think maybe artists are more the handmaiden of those that are conscious. We're the ones that put it all together, all the things I hear, and put it together in a visual form and talk about it like we're doing now. That information's there for anybody. I don't know. Am I the heart of a culture that makes it behave properly? Traditionally, that certainly was the role of art. Art defined the culture, what color your clothes were, what kind of body decoration you had, what kind of pottery you made. That you made that because it was you belonged to a Salado or a Hohokam. So you can look at that. I have a lot of prehistoric pots from, you know, my family. And you can look at it and you can tell where it came from, the place, but you can also sort of tell, oh, that's that lady that made that because it looks like that and she did a lot of bear claws. But she still would adhere to the cultural needs, the morals of the day in terms of what you did in terms of your art. They didn't go crazy, in other words. It was tribal, and it defined it. Just like Scottish plaids, you know, the tartan. I mean, if you wore the wrong tartan, you could be shot. And the same, I suppose, existed in a lot of other places. But then somehow all this started breaking down, and that's why the traditional arts are so important to me, is to see people still trying to hold their culture together with the traditional way of doing it. And that's why, even though I'm a contemporary artist, I have a lot of tradition in my work. I have a narrative. I have allegory. These are very traditional things that I'm sure you find. It's storytelling. It is storytelling. And that's what traditional arts did.